This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Douglas Roger knows all about long shots. After all, as a retired actor, he spent his career banking on overcoming them. That's why he's not quite ready to give up on saving the Irondale Church. Not without exhausting every avenue out there, that is. It's also why, as a new director on the Bark Lake Cultural Developments Board, he's launched a campaign to attract and retain new blood into the leadership team of the organization, which oversees the church and other community sites. Recently, Carol Simmons, president of the BLCD, announced she is officially stepping down as of September, and as yet, no one has shown any interest in assuming the role. Other members of the group also are leaving either due to age or health-related issues, leaving BLCD without people to run it. Roger says that without a new leadership team to manage the charitable organization, the church, built in 1887, will likely be put on the market and sold this fall. And with its closure, public access to services, concerts, the spring fling, the fall harvest, Remembrance Day ceremonies, and numerous church suppers there will end permanently. Roger sat down with Canoe FM recently in the sanctuary of the Irondale Church to explain why saving it, the hub of the Irondale community, is so important.
Cautiously optimistic might even be too positive. I think it's a long shot, but it's the only shot. So when Carol finally, and laid down the law, she'd been saying she wanted to retire. She finally said, that's it, I'm quitting. We've got her to agree to extend it till, I said, let's try to do some headhunting. Let's try to get the word out. See if we can find the right person to take the job of president, because that's what we need. She says it'll take her 3 months to wind up everything for the CRA, because that's really, they're really calling shots. If you don't have an executive with a secretary, treasurer, and a chair and a president, then you are not in business anymore. And they and then you are, by law, compelled to, by regulation, whatever, to liquidate all your assets and donate them to other charities. And that's it. So this building will go up for sale to the first person that wants to put up the money. And that doesn't mean that they would do something brutal to it, but it also means, it does mean that it won't be a part of the community in the actual sense of the word. It'll be a building you can look at from a distance, but it won't play a part. It has played a small part, but a vital part for the people who have really done the work of keeping it alive, which is people like George and that group of 10, 12 people, but they're all getting on in years.
The iconic white building at the corner of Irondale Road and Salerno Lake Road is 139 years old. Financed by a Pennsylvania industrialist, Charles Pusey, whose dream was to create a mining empire of profitable iron deposits in the community. The church was constructed to create a place of worship for miners and their families. Pusey's dream would never be realized, however, since the local iron ore was not commercially viable, so the church is the last remaining part of his investment in the community. It became an Anglican church and remained so for nearly a century, but 18 years ago, when the congregation dwindled, the Irondale Church was deconsecrated. BLCD took over the property and has managed it ever since. Roger, who has owned a cottage in the area for the last 30 years, says although he and his wife, actress Barbara Gordon, are not local residents, they care a lot about the future of the church and hope others will come forward to save this historic treasure. He says if people can come forward and breathe new life into it through creative uses of the church, it can continue on as a publicly accessible space.
I grew up in a world, this type of building, this was part of the community, part of where I was, and 60 years later, 70 years later, I'm seeing this, and I'm not nostalgic for what happened back then. This is a different time, but I love the continuity of it. I love the fact that people care about it, that it's been this way since 1887. That's just, it's worth fighting for. So I guess I see this as part of that potential. The building is a place where people can make connections, can mix, can mingle, can find common ground. And if it's gone, you just don't, and it, because it's sort of otherworldly in a way, like if a kid comes in here and they have never seen anything like this. Even if somebody in their 40s might have never seen a church or a building like this, or the swings like this. These floors have been here for 100 and how many years? 100 and, and so I do believe it. Something that is inbred, it's in our DNA. And the building, things need a place to happen. And I think this is a wonderful place for things to happen. So, I'm going to put my best into getting this together, and to do it and make get do what I can.
As a way to generate both interest, funds, and motivate people to get involved in saving the Irondale Church, Roger is organizing a concert on Saturday, August 22nd, featuring Mysticana, a mother and daughter folk trio of singer-songwriters from the Highlands of Eastern Ontario. Roger is hoping this concert will spark interest in saving the church that's been the center of the community for 139 years. For more information, to purchase tickets for the upcoming concert, or to learn about joining the leadership team of BLCD, please visit irondaleontario.ca or historical@irondaleontario.ca.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.